Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Mark, thank you so much for coming in, Chief. Earlier this week, we had a city council meeting, and you unveiled first ever, I believe, annual report, at least anything that looks like this, which is a glossy booklet, I guess is what you would call it. I don't know what you'd call it, but let's talk about that annual report. Something new that you're starting?
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, listeners. That is a new undertaking for us. Northfield Police Department has not put something like that together before. And you may recall in our budget discussions last year, coming into this year, a position that we added is a data coordinator to handle some of the evidence, digital evidence we have related to body cameras, as well as additional support in our evidence department, records department. But a big part of that position is taking our statistical data and moving it into usable formats for us internally as we look at operationally where we need to be and where we need to put our resources, but also wanting the community to understand the work we do and see some of those statistics too. So from, I guess, a perspective of transparency, I think it's good to put that information out. You commented we've got a nice booklet here that we put together, and we've got some paper copies, but like most things in the world, everything's digital. So that will be online. It should be online by the end of the week, so it'll be right on the police department page, annual report. Just click on that, and folks will be able to look through that and get some information about what's going on in our city.
You know, it is, once again, a very informative publication, and that will be available on your website. I wanted to go over just a couple of things that are in here, or a couple of things that I noticed. And you'd mentioned, I want to start off by talking about the data personnel, additional personnel that you have just to handle all the data, this being just part of that. Over the course of, since you've hired that person, which is what, been about maybe a year now, or...
So we hired Katie Beer, and mm-hmm. she actually helped me present information to the council at our last meeting here and introduce the report. She started in February, so okay. About 8 months ago.
About 8 months. So it's showing dividends already.
It is.
All right. Let's move on. Anything else about the police report you'd like to
There's a lot of data in there, like you said, and it'll show the types of calls we have, comparisons of how Northfield stacks up to other peer cities in the area, the time of day when we have different types of crimes. All those different analysis is in there and, kind of comes forward, and people are able to see what's going on in their community.
Yep, good report. So once again, that'll be on the police department's website very shortly. We've had a couple of times over the last month and a half or so, we've had one of your officers in Champaign-Eikelenburg who has been working on this pink patch project. And boy, I really admire the energy and the determination she's put in to make this a successful program. How has it gone within your department?
Yeah, Jeff, we're certainly thankful to Champaign's had a lot of energy mm-hmm. for this project. And she's the one who said, hey, other departments are doing this. I think we should too. And really ran with it and has done most of the work for our department on that. You'll see today I'm sporting one of our pink patches, and our officers throughout the department are wearing them for the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's kind of why we're really pushing it here in October. Of course, during Defeat of Jesse James days, we had the booth set up next to our police command van. We were at the rodeo on Saturday night when they honored first responders and selling patches there, and it was a good fundraiser. We had officers take part just last weekend, Saturday, at the Mall of America. The American Cancer Society had their Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk and fundraiser, and there were actually about a dozen police and fire departments that set up at the mall and with the table and selling their pink patches and just having conversations and talking with folks about how cancer has affected them or their families. And they a lot of those survivors really appreciated that the public safety departments are supporting that. We, of course, have seen it within our own families We've had many staff members that have been affected through family members that have had cancer. And so just it's a really good project for us to get behind and to support families and those in our community that have battled cancer, as well as just remind people that it does affect everybody. Mm-hmm. So a great project. We're really excited to be part of it. And I saw that American Cancer Society had on their website, Pink Patch Project is one of the corporate sponsors or fundraisers. And through that, here in Minnesota, we've already raised over $17,000 for the American Cancer Society just through the Pink Patch Project, through those law enforcement agencies. So that's real. It's exciting to be part of something like that.
Good stuff. Real good stuff. You've got another, I want to, I guess, refer to that as an outreach program, but one of another event that you have coming up is, or have been, I guess, we should tell people, you've got meetings on this Thursday morning, so we're recording this Wednesday afternoon, and tonight it's Shop with a Cop night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is, and something our officers really look forward to. We've done this over many years, and Sheriff Jesse Thomas kind of organizes it for law enforcement throughout Rice County, with our other law enforcement partners being involved in it. And the Salvation Army makes this possible. They're the ones who put the funds behind this and get it up and running each year. We are really excited. We have the Community Action Center Council is helping us with coordinating some of the kids and finding some of those kids that could really use some help. And as we approach winter and maybe get some winter outerwear and boots and stuff like that they need. So it's just a great event. Our cops get out here at the Northfield Target. We'll have about a dozen kids that are paired up with a cop, and they get to go and have a meal with them, get to know them a little bit, and do some shopping for some stuff they may need, or maybe just some stuff that they need to have fun, a couple of toys and games. So it's pretty good. Between our police association, Target, and the Salvation Army, they all raise some funds to make this event happen. And a great opportunity to connect with the community. A great opportunity for our officers get to know some kids and spend some time with them. And then obviously great for the kids to be able to get some stuff that they need.
Yeah, you do quite a bit with outreach programs, getting to know members of the community and getting the community to know the police department, not only as cops, but, hey, we're individuals too. You know, we have families and such. You've been in law enforcement for quite some time now. Probably back in the earlier days, there wasn't as much as there is now. At least it seems like that to me. Programs like this, meaningful from the standpoint of, one, law enforcement, and number two, just as an individual. Does your staff and your crew like doing that?
They do. They really have, I would say, increased over the past year their getting out in the community on a daily basis to talk with business owners, with residents, you know, whether it's in the park or walking downtown, and just an opportunity to connect, even if it's just for a short time, to be able to build those relationships. So they enjoy that. But when they get to do an event like this or Pink Patch Project, where people are just really excited or motivated, what's behind it, you can build even a deeper connection than that. Mm-hmm. And the officers do look forward to that. They would much rather be interacting with folks in that manner than in an enforcement manner. Of course, they need to still do that part of their job too, but it is one of the more enjoyable parts of their job.
Yeah, I would imagine if they see some of the kids that they take shopping, oh, maybe in the summertime or some other time of the year, it's got to be kind of a cool thing.
And that's our hope. That's our hope, is that they develop that connection and it lasts much beyond just that one event.
Chief Mark Elliott is with us of the Northfield Police Department. What else do we have going on? Lights out. Our lights on, excuse me, not out, the lights on program.
Yeah, well, they say darker days are ahead, and I mean that just in the literal sense of we have less daylight in our days, and our officers are seeing an increase in their handing out the lights on vouchers. That's a program that we joined. It's a program that's been running throughout the state for many years, but we just joined it in the last year. And what it does is officers, when they stop someone for a headlight or tail light out, brake light out, through conversation with that person, if they can't afford to get that fixed, the officers can give them a voucher from the Lights On program. And that will allow them to go to a local shop. We have many local shops, I think about 8 in town here, that participate in this program. And they can get that light issue fixed for free. And then the businesses get some reimbursement for that from the Lights On program. And we have information about that on our website if folks want to learn more about it, a link to the Lights On program, how they can make a donation to it if they want to. But it's really helpful for those folks that, you know, they have a headlight out and they say, I can't really afford to get it fixed till I get paid again. You know, our officers have heard those stories and seen that. And obviously for safety reasons, we want people to have their lights on so they can see and be seen from others. And like brake lights are really important. So people behind you know that you're stopping. So when we look at, you know, programs like this, it's a great opportunity for us to still make sure people are being safe out there and their equipment is running properly, their lights are working, but also a great opportunity to, you know, have that contact in a way that is, it's still enforcement. We need folks to get it fixed, but hopefully removing that financial burden so that they can get it fixed. It
softens the impact, no doubt about it. Once again, Chief Mark Elliott is with us. Boy, is there anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you here, Chief?
I think we're pretty good today, Jeff.
All right.
But yeah, some colder days coming too. I know a little cooler this morning than what we saw last week, and I think those snowflakes are going to be hanging around not too long. So people, pay attention to driving, pay attention to others, slow down, and have a safe journey while you're traveling.
You know, when you're in next month, we'll probably be talking about driving in snow. Yeah, time of year is here. Deep sigh. Chief, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott.